Welcome to Hammer Down!
Down!
What was that?
I am Toe Diggs, joined by my wacky partner, the Canadian sensation, bearded wonder, Bubba Gambino!
Cut it out, dude. What is happening?
It's like a 70s game show. I like it.
Exactly. Fucking Mitt, hit the fucking wacky noises. Mitt. Fucking Nikki Skates is in the studio.
Here we go.
We got hockey to talk.
Hey, underrated series tonight kicks off.
Who? Fucking the Peg?
The Jets and the Habs.
Are the Habs going to peg the Jets?
You absolutely. Yeah, you couldn't have said it any better, Tony.
Thank you, Bubba Gumpino. Hand up. Where's Mitt? This camera?
I got you. No, you can go that one. Either one.
This one.
All right.
Fucking stunk yesterday.
Hey, Tony, I went 0-2 as well. It's all right. We have bad days.
Tough night for the show. Thankful for Mike's apartment giving out another win.
Thank you, Mike.
He better be calling in today.
That guy is unbelievable.
Speaking of Mike's apartment.
Oh, that tennis play hit, too. That guy hasn't missed on a tennis bet.
Fucking, what's his name?
Raphael.
Marco.
Marco Vincenzo?
No, Marco's tomorrow. Lala Fernandez over Madison Keys. Is that who?
Madison Keys is good.
Yeah, but I think that was the pick that he gave out.
Oh, he's going against Madison Keys?
Was that the one? Was that the... Well, call in.
Madison Ivy.
She never loses. See, I took notes yesterday of yesterday's picks, but I wrote them down so quickly that I don't exactly have the information. I know that Chase Elliott, we got a future on to win the cup.
I basically take Chase anytime wheels are on the track.
That's
said. That's a safe bet.
Call the money line 1-833-462-2333. Did I just memorize it? Shout out me.
Let's go. Baby.
Shout out me. Ticker is flowing. It will have our picks on it later. Baseball diamond didn't love a lot tonight for me. How about you?
There were some early games today that got canceled, unfortunately. Lance Lynn on the mound. That one kind of hurt to be canceled against Cleveland.
Hey, you know the good thing about that is it'll be back tomorrow, but you will have to play the full game, 7 innings.
I will play a 7-gamer with Mr. Lance Lynn.
I got the Cubs minus 110, first five. It's bottom five. They are at bat. Two guys on, no out. So I'm looking for a winner there.
Is it still 1-0?
No, it's 1-1.
Oh, they came back.
It's 1-1.
I mean, every game yesterday we were ahead on, and it went
sideways.
Do you know
why? Because what's his name's pitching for the Padres, and he went out after three or four. Because he always does.
LeMet.
Yeah, Dylan LeMet.
Yeah, and then Weathers. So last night, Padres come back, go up in the fifth, and then they give up a 2-run bomb in the bottom.
Last night was an absolute tough one on Diamond. We'll just say that. For me, probably not great for you either, because I know we think the same. How was the ice last night, dude?
Not great, because we went with logic and we decided to take Carolina playing in front of 18,000 Caniacs, brother.
Hell yeah.
And it looked like they could have played that game until Tuesday, and Carolina was not going to get anything past Vasilevskiy. Although they did sneak one in late, shout out to Mike's apartment. He called in and he nailed the Drew Svechnikov goal.
Thank you, Mike's apartment.
Svech got one in there with 90 seconds left in the game.
Oh, hell yeah.
And Carolina made a very late push, but man, it just looks like it's Tampa all day long.
It was, so it wasn't like game one where potentially Carolina had Tampa on the ropes.
No, and I don't want to say like Carolina doesn't belong in this series or doesn't belong in the same ice. Like, they have a couple chances here and there, but it just seems like Tampa controls most of the play, and they're bodying guys. They look faster. It just looks like they're going to run away.
Well, we said it yesterday. There's snakes in the grass.
The Bolts are going to take this.
They
were
just been laying in the weeds, fucking biding their time.
They're just on a different level when you watch them play.
Yeah, and Vasilevskiy right now looks as locked in as anybody has in the past couple playoff runs, too. He just looks unbelievable.
I wanted to pull up. Oh, no, it wasn't NHL that we got a series price. We got a series price on the Nets and Bucks. I think Nets are minus 200.
Bucks are plus 155 first game money line. I would lean taking them first game to win.
And then it says, like, and then they list out how the series is going to go, like Nets in 4, Nets in 7, Bucks whatever 6, blah, blah, blah. The favorite is actually Nets in 7.
the Bucks have come into it playing as good as they have.
It's like plus 300. It's the shortest odds. Let's see. Let's check out the playoff series betting here. Avalanche minus 460. They go against the Knights tonight. Winnipeg minus 154. That hasn't started. That starts tonight. Carolina now plus 450. Tampa minus 650. Is that dead? That series is done.
I think it's about dead. I mean, Tampa wins the first two on the road. Maybe Carolina ekes one out in Tampa, but for all intents and purposes, you got to believe Tampa Bay is already looking at the next round.
And then we talked about yesterday, the Bruins are pretty much minus $2, and the Islanders are plus 58 cents there in that series.
Don't let the Islanders steal game three.
No, you can't. But we talked about this on That's Hockey Talk when we weren't talking about betting so much, just play the series. And I said, like, I think the Islanders are going to win some games here, and they'll make it go seven, but I think Boston's still going to be the heavy favorite and control most of the play, and they'll still probably eke out the wins that they need to. Splitting at home isn't great, but you can recover from that.
By the way, if you haven't, carry over from the Pat McAfee Show every day, noon to three, on YouTube and SiriusXM, XM, Mad Dog Radio. Hashtag PMS5K ticker trivia. If you haven't got your stuff in, do it now. Last chance.
Last chance.
Last chance. All right, tonight. Let me see who's on the line first. Oh, we might as well. Guy's on a hot streak.
Mike's
apartment. What are we doing?
Three for three, Mike. Let's go.
Hammer down. So, some picks in the Avs Knights game tonight.
Okay.
First, FanDuel's just giving money away. Both teams to score in the first period.
Okay.
Plus 225.
That's a boost.
That is a boost.
I love it.
That is, yes. And then, kind of juggling between both Mark Stone to score a goal and Vegas to win, and Jonathan Marchessault to score a goal and Vegas to win. Stone is at plus 500. Marchessault is plus 600. Marchessault puts a lot of pucks on the net, so I'm kind of leaning towards Marchessault, but wanted to get your guys' thoughts.
Do you know what the parlay is for Stoner and the Vegas to win and Marchessault to score and Vegas to win?
I have no idea.
I'll put it. I'll check it out. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, boys.
Stay hot, pal. Fucking Mike in Brazil, hot.
Thanks, Vegas, tonight, huh?
Yeah, I thought so, too, but it's really hard to bet against Colorado when they've covered the puck line in every single game they played in the playoffs.
We don't have player props on.
No, and I talked to FanDuel about that. I think they're coming soon. I think they need to flip some switches to turn them on here.
Oh, you talked to them?
Yeah, I talked to Jordo.
Flip the switch.
They're going back to Fleury tonight. Fleury's getting the start, obviously. I just don't know if Vegas can do it with Colorado being at home. Colorado being at home makes me lean Colorado. I'm going to go with them in regulation at minus 125.
We're not saying that Colorado's going to win tonight, but fucking
I am.
Good luck betting against
yeah, them. Yeah, I have to. I can't right now.
Until proven otherwise.
Until someone comes within a goal.
Yeah.
Goals. I have to stay with Colorado. So I do like Fleury getting back in there, and that should help. And we'll see what Vegas does with him in there. I think they'll probably play a little bit more inspired with him. I do like Stoner or Marchessault, his picks there. How can you not?
Yeah.
Stoner's the guy for Vegas, and Marchessault, like you said, puts a tons of pucks on net. Vegas isn't as deep at the center ice position. They're much more skilled on the wings. Colorado's really good at center, and center kind of,
yeah,
you know, in hockey, it's a very important position. It drives the playmakers. It drives. It's usually the driver for the line. Vegas, 18-7 in their last 25, 10-4 in their last 14 on the road, but that's not against Colorado. Yeah. You know, Colorado 5-0, obviously straight up now is 5. I like the over in this one too. Colorado's basically hitting the over themselves
until
5.5 to over minus 106.
Until we see otherwise, just assume Colorado
ride the wave
is going to fucking do
ride the
wave. We'll see what Vegas does tonight, and then maybe things change once the series flips to back to T-Mobile Arena.
Yeah, if they can get a little adversity, let's see how Colorado is. But until that happens, there's no need to go against them.
Until the Golden Ponies up there, back in Vegas, fucking firing up the crowd.
Johnny De La Hoya. On day six. Be careful.
Corey from Ottawa. What's up, dude?
Hey, boys. How's it going?
What are you, Sens fan?
Tragically, yes.
Oh, dude.
Give it a couple years. They're coming.
Ten.
I agree. I got some crazy puck picks. I don't know if you've been watching the IHF World Championship.
Every night.
There we go. Well, they have the quarterfinals tomorrow, and the odds have been looking pretty good. So I have the two locks I have are the U.S. plus 110 puck line.
Of course, hammer the Americans.
Slovakia. Yeah.
Okay.
And then I also have Finland minus 106 straight up to beat the Czech Republic.
All right.
Also, like, I mean, like,
shout out Canada calling in and giving us fucking IHF.
Have to love the Finns. International Hockey Federation.
Yeah.
It's so
is that Mitt, like juniors?
No, Mitt, you asked what it is. It's all the guys basically who are eliminated from the playoffs go and play for their country in an international tournament.
It's a decent tournament, actually.
Oh, so like they're actually professionals. I thought it was like juniors or something. That's sweet.
No, they can grab like a junior kid here and there. Sometimes they'll like sometimes if they're players, NHL ready guys, they'll come play with
players
the team,
that get knocked out of the playoffs will go and join like halfway through the tournament.
Those guys love hockey.
Awesome. Yeah.
And their country.
Mm-hmm.
Call it's just hard line. To find on TV here in the States.
Call the money line 1-833-462-2333. I think I've got that thing down now. 1-833-462-2333. Call the money line. Spots are open now since we have answered callers. One more hockey call. We'll get to the next game of the night. Turner from PA, what do you got?
Turner.
Hammer down, boys.
Hammer down,
Turner.
Hey, with going to back to the Lightning game from last night, FanDuel's basically just giving away on the player props for Victor Hedman on assists. He's the first defenseman to have 10 assists in this many playoff games since 1990.
Okay.
And they're just the odds on that for I've been hammering it the past 7 games. It's hit every single time.
What are the odds? Do you know what they are tonight?
For tomorrow night, they didn't drop.
For tomorrow night, that's what I meant.
They'll be coming out probably tomorrow morning, I think.
I did see that last night. They showed he had 9 assists, and it was eye opening. And that's a pretty good little stat there and prop the ride. I'm also like Mike Sportman said, I'm looking for him to get a goal soon because he's usually a guy who puts the puck in at a pretty decent pace, and he hasn't been able to do that so far in the playoffs yet. He's got 10 points, and they're all assists.
Tonight, Habs and Jets.
I'm sure Gumpy's on the Habs, but I'm taking the Jets. I'm taking Winnipeg at home. Plus, they're even money in regulation. I'm going to stay away from the total just to see how game one shakes out. It did go over in 6 of Montreal's 7 when they played Winnipeg during the regular season, though. So we'll see. I don't like to carry over the regular season trends of the playoffs. But see how game one shakes out. I'm taking the peg. I'm taking Connor Hellebuck. Kyle Connor, young goal scorer for Winnipeg, kind of underrated. In terms of the league, he's a 30-goal scorer the past 3 years. So I don't think a lot of people know who he is, and he's very good for the Jets, so he's someone to keep an eye on.
Pal?
If there was a game that the Habs were going to get God, it would be this one. Coming off Game 7 could be a little bit let down. But
yeah, Jets have been off for, what, like a week now? Yeah. I mean,
I'll fresh legs,
baby.
I'll keep riding the plus money with the Habs and Carey Price.
Okay.
Yeah, got to do it.
I mean, obviously, I'm not going to make a pick on this game, but
who am I to say?
No? This is one that doesn't look visually appealing when you're like scrolling through the channels and you see this one on there. But it's going to be some entertaining hockey.
It's these two goalies are just going to stand on their heads.
Well, at least tonight, like, since they're on, at least you can watch them both games.
Well done, Gary.
Is Winnipeg going to have 500 fans or?
I don't know what they're doing. I don't know if they're allowed any or if they're going to do the 500 frontline worker things like Toronto
or
did.
Or what's Canada doing, dude?
They stink.
Montreal had like 3,000 though, didn't they?
Yeah, Montreal. That's the spot.
I'll tell you what. Also tonight, like, I mean, maybe Winnipeg puck line even is almost pushing 200. It's at 195 right now. I mean,
all right. Before we move on from hockey, we do have one last call from Isaiah from Ottawa. Big Ottawa show. How you doing, Isaiah?
Not too bad, boys. How about you?
Pretty good. You, Paul?
I just got two. Player futures for the Conn Smythe. Oh. And just a quick note, I believe Winnipeg is having 500 or so vaccinated frontline workers for the first game.
Thank you, Isaiah.
My two picks are Gabriel Landeskog for the Conn Smythe at plus 1600. I think he's a really good leader, and I could see him showing up because I believe in the cup final. I personally believe Colorado's just a wagon.
Mm-hmm.
And then my other one, Victor Hedman at plus 1,700 because he's just an absolute beauty of a defenseman, and I think he's just going to quarterback Tampa Bay right to the final.
Thank you, Isaiah. I fucking love Landeskog, but is like McKinnon going to be there hurt?
Yeah, McKinnon's plus 200, and I think he's going to eclipse Landeskog in points by a pretty hefty margin. I do like Hedman at plus 1,700, though. That's a solid pick. We were on him last year, and we were talking about when they were on the run for him being like a dark horse for it. Kucherov is another one at plus 1,000 right now, and Vasilevsky at plus 800, if you think the Bolts can repeat. I'm looking through the list now. Brad Marchand's 2,200. Bergeron's 2,200. Pasta's 2,200. If you think the Bruins are going to make a run.
What's the deal with Tuukka? Has anything come up?
No, nothing official. I think they're trying to keep it hush-hush if he's actually legit hurt or if it's just something that's bugging him, you know?
Mm-hmm. Rizzo with a double to center. We're off the schneid.
There you go.
We're back, baby.
Yeah, babe.
They needed that.
Yeah, babe.
Hey, Tone, right before we get off of hockey, actually.
We're off of it, but yeah, go ahead.
I've been 11-7 giving out hockey picks on this show. I'm in a nice little parlay round robin mood today, and nothing really went my way last night in the NBA.
Okay, so you're fucking NHL stooge tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I just listened to everything that Nick said, okay. And I think Mike's apartment. I think this is the time that he's gonna get off his high horse here. We're gonna go Colorado Avalanche Mike's money apartment, line,
dude.
Oh yeah, we're going Avs money line. We're going the under of 5.5 in the Montreal game, and then we're going the over in the Vegas Knights in Colorado Avalanche game.
Fucking Mickey hey, skates.
What are the odds on that? What did that work out to?
It was a round robin, so it was 24.59.
Yeah, in a whole different ways. It's hey, shout out you fucking Mitty Skates.
That baby, man.
Not to jump the gun here, but I'm going to bow out here. But there is another boost for tonight.
Okay.
There's another NHL boost. Both Winnipeg and Colorado to win is boosted to plus 200. So if you think both home favorites are going to win, that's a nice little jump for you.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, boys. Good luck.
Baby, thank you. Nick. Good luck tonight on the puck.
Go Habs.
Rocky from Oregon. Go ahead.
What's going on, boys? Hey, so big. I know you're a cowboy these days.
Okay.
So, want to get into like FanDuel's like rodeo betting. I haven't seen it. It's always fun to bet in bulls and bet in broncs. And trying to get that in there, Tony. You're a cowboy. I was hoping you could push that for us these days.
You got it, Rocky.
Yeah, when are we betting on the Buck and Broncos, Tony?
Well, let me look. Apparently it's not on FanDuel.
I think that's what Rocky from Oregon was saying.
When we get Mr. Sheeran back on, we'll ask him about the rodeo. Wasn't there other ones that we had to ask about? Lacrosse, maybe?
Yeah.
Rodeo and lacrosse. But
that's also, college lacrosse is also over.
So but fucking PLL starting up,
yeah, dude. PLL, dude.
Sweet.
all right, let's get into baseball tonight. Everyone who's on the line, hang on. We're going to get to you. We're going to fucking get there. Felt really good to bring one home there with the Cubs, pal. I thought I might not win again.
Needed it.
The Mets at Arizona. Bumgarner is, oh my God. Figured this one might go this way. It's 4-4 bottom one.
In the D-backs?
Yeah.
Bumgarner's dead again.
Dude, he's given up like 4, 5, and 6, and now four in the first. He's dead.
Fuck.
Who was he going? He was going against Peterson, right?
Yeah, Peterson's off and on.
Yeah, I stayed away from this one because I wanted to go with the D-backs, but then Bumgarner is, in fact, dead.
He had 3 good starts, I think, and then after that was kind of it.
They've been riding him, trying to get some extra innings out of him.
Well, you got to.
It has not gone well. Another guy who started off not bad and is definitely dead, Matt Harvey.
The Dark Knight.
Going against Randy Dobnak.
Yeah, pick your poison. 6.49 ERA against a 6.84 ERA. I mean, I ain't touching this.
Twins at Baltimore. Probably going to stay away from that one as well. An interesting one here. Looked at it. Kind of wanted to do it. Not sure why I stayed away. Shane McClanahan versus Jordan Montgomery, Tampa and New York. Both lefties, I believe, if I remember correctly. Tampa doesn't hit lefties at. They've been raking against righties, not so much against lefties. So I stayed away from this one, but I was leaning to the Rays here, but I stayed away.
Yeah, I'm going to take the plus a half here.
With the Rays?
Yeah. I don't trust Montgomery and McClanahan.
He's been really good lately.
His last 2, 10 innings, 1 earned, 10 Ks. So I'll take the plus a half, even though Glass now sewered me last night.
Miami at Toronto. Pablo Lopez, who's been really good, versus Alex Manoah, who had a really good first start in his MLB debut. He went, I want to say he went 6 innings, 2 hits, 7 Ks, two walks. So he had a really good first start. Pablo Lopez is also, he's also pitched really well this season.
Yeah.
So once again, I had to stay away.
This kid for the Jays is a stud.
I know.
I'm gonna take the Jays money line first five here.
What is that at?
It was -135 this morning.
Okay, let me see if it's moved anywhere. I didn't know where to take that one. I honestly didn't.
The Jays just feel like they're mashing right now.
Full too. Game, they're up to 164. The Jays are for the first half. It's at minus. Oh, sorry, I clicked on the wrong game. But I assume it's not as high as that.
Yeah.
If I had to guess. John Lester and Drew Smiley, Nats at Braves. Good luck.
Lester hasn't made it past the fourth in his last two. Smiley, 7 earned his last time out. I mean, I could not find a side on this to save my life.
Sox in Houston. I was looking at taking Boston, but Pavetta's been bad lately.
Yeah, last two, 11 innings, 14 hits, 8 earned. Valdez has only had one out, and he went 4, gave up 1.
Yeah, I think he is one of those young guys who got caught up. Oh, he's 27.
This is a classic Sox could break out game. They haven't been hitting very well the last couple games. I can't see them getting shut down 3 games in a row in a series. But yeah, Pavetta hasn't been great.
Texas at Colorado. Jordan Lyles and Antonio Senzatela.
Yeah. Lyles' ERA is kind of deceiving. His last 5 starts, he's been good. I can't do it.
I was about to look him up because I thought the same thing earlier. His ERA is 5.7, his expected's 5 even.
Yeah.
There was just, I didn't feel confident enough in either way. Carlos Martinez is a huge dog to Walker Buehler. Do you want to lay the 2 whatever for the Dodgers tonight?
No, I mean.
Did you go?
I didn't, but I mean, Carlos Martinez has been good his last 2. He's gone 6 in each, 3 earned, 2 earned.
If you wanted to go that way.
Is it +1.5?
No. It's only +0.5, +120.
I mean, Martinez hasn't been bad. Buehler, his last 3, 20 innings pitched, 2 earned. I mean, it looks like he's found it.
I feel like if I was getting that +0.5, I'd, for the Cardinals, since the game lines, that I would want to potentially get a little more fucking juice on that one. And then the nightcap, Manoah versus Flexen, Oakland at Seattle. You love Oakland. You like Flexen. Are you going? Which one are you going with?
The Mariners are okay. Their first 5. I don't think they've lost their first 5 in 5 days, 6 games, probably since Friday. They lost last night 12-6. They won the first 5. I'll take the +0.5 with Flexen. Feels like he had a good bounce back last game. 7 innings pitched, 0 earned. Manea's last 2 has gone 11 2/3, 2 earned, but. Maybe a bit of a letdown for Manoah. I'll take the +0.5 with the M's.
All right, we got a few MLB calls. Let's roll through these. We got Cutmaker coming up at 4:30 to go over the Memorial this weekend. Pretty big tournament in Columbus, Ohio. So let's finish up baseball, and then we'll get to the other calls after that. Thank you so much for calling in. Okay. Colin from Maryland, what's up?
Hey, what's up, boys?
What Cameron up, dude? Don. Cameron Don.
I'm Don.
Yeah, so you guys touched on the Jays already, but I just want to kind of call them to attention. I feel like we should be putting the Jays in the tier along with, like, the White Sox and the Giants. Their first 5, I mean, that offense is just, you don't want to bet a pitcher going against that lineup as I did last night. I liked Alcantara last night, but he just got lit up. And he did. I don't know. I just think they're one of the best first 5 teams out there right now. So I like Manoah especially tonight.
Thank you, Colin. I don't hate what he said.
No,
I
mean, they're the fucking Jays smash. It's just their pitching, man. I mean,
they have pitchers that, like, Ryu is good. You could trust Ryu most of the time.
Sometimes.
Most of the time you could trust Ryu. Then you got
Robbie Ray is, you never know.
Then you have Mats, who you
never know.
Also
Stripling.
Never
you
know.
Never know. I mean,
they are, let's see here. Overall, their money line 25-21-7 first 5. It's not terrible. It's not losing. Matt's is actually the second most profitable first five picture pitcher.
But I mean, you got a long way to go to be in the Giants realm, dude. The Giants have been incredible. Speaking first five all
Gausman
year.
Is the number one first five pitcher at 9-1-1.
And starting to worry about Alex Wood, though. That's two in a row. He's been lit up and lit up bad.
Joe from Connecticut, what do you got?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, so I kind of a question and also text, obviously, but I know you guys were talking about the Nationals Braves and Yankees Rays. Those games are lefty-lefty versus lefty-lefty. Yep. And, you know, high ERAs makes it tough to, you know, pick a side. I know you like your unders, Tone. You guys ever think about hitting the overs? Because I love both of those. You got over 5.5 for the Nationals game and then over 4.5 for the Yankees game. And I can't decide which one to take either, but it just seems like good value. They're both even money for both overs right now, and both you got higher A's for the pitchers. So I'm gonna hammer both of those overs for the first half.
Joe, when I look at them, I think like, hey, I could take an over in this game. I just can't bring myself to do it. I don't have anything against people that do it. I just for some reason I can't push the button to take an over, even when we talk about it. We're like, good luck with these fucking pitchers today. I got nothing against it. Fucking go for it, but I just can't do it.
I mean, the ERA, it's almost not even that. It's just when you see the lefty-lefty matchup, you know, with, you know, combined with the higher ERAs, I mean, that's not really necessarily coincidence. Usually they go hand-in-hand, but yeah, I don't know. Those are good value right there. And, I mean, because you look at a game like you got Bumgarner, one of the best pitchers, or at least used to be, and it's fucking 4-4 in the first inning. It's like, Jesus.
Thank you.
Gives you a little bit of hope for it. Thanks, man.
Thank you, Joe. I just can't do it. Can't do it, dude.
Nah. I'm not a big I don't mess with the totals too much myself.
Gingy from Chicago, what up?
Gingy,
G-I-N-G-Y.
What up, boys? How we doing?
Good, how are you? What's going on? Dude?
Good, it's Gingy from Spaces. Sorry, Gumpy, I got locked out of your Spaces last week.
Oh, no.
But got a few things for you here. So I'm looking at a player performance double with Mitchell, 30-plus points, Utah to win, plus 200.
Okay.
So in the last three games, he's Don played Mitchell. Aggressively more time each game, 26 minutes, 30 minutes, and 35. He scored 29 and 30 in the last two games. So I think there's a lot of value there.
I think he wants to show up, Damon, from last night, too.
So nail it.
That'd be Gingy.
You got any Euro futures?
Oh, my God. I don't understand why Belgium is not getting more love. They're right now minus 120 to win Group B with Denmark, Russia, and Finland, but they're the third favorite to win the whole tournament at plus 650 behind only England and France. Toby Alderweireld is going to be in the back holding the boys down. Kevin De Bruyne is going to be dishing out dimes to Benteke and Eden Hazard. Take it to the fucking bank.
Thank you, Ginger.
De Bruyne, yes.
I fucking love Eden Hazard.
Benteke stinks.
You don't like Hazard?
Is he in shape?
Might be.
The guy's been an absolute nightmare for Real Madrid. They've made it very clear they're trying to sell him, and no one will buy him. I mean, Belgium has to win that group. If they don't win that group, that's a serious problem, I think. Like, who can compete? Denmark?
While we're on that subject, Alex from Houston, what do you got?
Hammer Don! All right, so I got a couple futures. Take Portugal to get out their group because Germany is staying down. They got a coach who's going out. He's sniffing his balls. He doesn't care. But take Germany to win the World Cup in 2022 with their new coach, Hansi Flick.
Thank you, Alex. Passionate.
Portugal has a good squad. I was looking at their roster today. In a big tournament, I do not go against the Germans.
Who else is in that group? Is France in that group?
Yeah. Ugh. Group of death, my friend.
Last call before we get to the cup maker. Ryan from Nashville. What's up?
What's up, dudes? Hammer down. So, on the note of that guy and his high energy talking futures, just futures betting strategy in general, like how many units we all go, you go like half, quarter, whole, are you hedging a lot with the futures? What's y'all's thinking when you approach futures betting?
Thank you, Ryan. since I am wasting some of my cash that I need to use on a daily basis, I only normally do futures on things that'll pay out quite a bit of money.
Oh, you're a big juice guy.
Yeah, I don't like to take plus 110 on a future.
Fair enough.
I mean, but if I am, I'm doing like a normal unit on that. But yeah. I just don't. I like to do big cash outs in the future, so then that you can hedge potentially in the future on it. I'm not a huge futures guy.
Me neither.
Just because I don't have.
But if I do bet it, it's the same. You know, I usually bet one unit.
Most professional gamblers.
I bet one unit on everything.
Most professional gamblers do love futures.
Yeah. Unless there's a game I really like, then I will go like nuclear. There's no really like in between for me.
What did you laugh at, nuclear?
Yeah, I just thought that was hilarious. I usually throw like just little nickels at futures. Yeah. Those things stink.
I don't have the bankroll. I just don't have the bankroll.
What
right
do you
now
mean?
I mean,
is everything all right at home, dude?
Everything's fine at home. How about we ask? How about we ask Cupmaker? Cupmaker Jeff at Cupmaker Jeff on Twitter. Make sure you subscribe and listen to the Cupmaker Pod. Subscribe to the texting service. A man who has been let down the last 2 weeks by Jordan Spieth and Brooks Koepka. And it was unfortunate because he gave out both of those winners on this show right here. Welcome back to Hammer Don, Cupmaker Jeff.
Hi, baby Jeff.
What's up, fellas? Man, you're right. It was a little bit of a buzzkill last week with Spieth. Hopefully, you talked about hedging there, right? I think that was a really good example, though, of a price. You got a guy at 10-1. You hold a ticket for 4 days. If you could hedge on Kokrak at 2-1 on Sunday, and you know, at the very least book a neutral bet. So I think especially on a weekend golf tournament, there's a lot of hedge opportunities.
Yeah, that is the one thing about your texting service, because you will send out those texts every single morning around 3:37 a.m. on what you're playing for that day. Are you at the bar right now?
No, I'm actually on the way back from Chicago. I stopped off here in Crown Point, Indiana to talk with you guys on the way back down. So if you have any good recommendations for me in Crown Point, let me know.
Never heard of it, but we can't thank you enough for stopping there to talk to us. I love the Memorial this weekend. Columbus, Ohio, they redid the course immediately soon as it was done last year. Does it change anything this year as far as your model, as far as your rankings, as far as what you're looking for at the tournament this year?
No, I mean, there's a lot that are really similar. I mean, honestly, guys, what's cool about this course is you can make birdies, but there's a lot of trouble. So, I mean, they have four holes that have a birdie rate higher than 30%.
Okay.
But by the same token, the last three holes have a bogey rate higher than 20%. And here's what's crazy. I did the math here. The likelihood that one of your golfers will have a double bogey on 16, 17, or 18 this weekend is 54%.
Okay.
So the last three holes were really, really tough. When you got an eye on your guy, you know, and he could be five under, don't count your chickens yet, because not until you get through the last three holes that this tournament gets its toughest.
So what are we looking at? Bogey avoidance and then birdie rate, stuff like that?
You know what? Those are absolutely both in play, but I'll tell you
not
what.
Just that, Rick.
Honestly, you look at the key here, look at guys who've had success, and it's long iron players. I mean, you've got to be successful with your irons. I know a guy you love, Colin Morikawa. Yep. He grades out number one in my model this week. Ooh. But man, the putting is, as we you guys know, the putting's everything for him.
Yep.
I looked at the stats here with Morikawa, and last year, if you'll recall, they had a tournament here in back-to-back weekends. It was the Memorial, the work day, then the Memorial. Morikawa, same course, same guy, had a 13-stroke swing in strokes gained putting over 2 weeks. He gained 5 strokes, then lost 8 strokes the following week. Like, that's how volatile this guy's putting can be. Best iron player on tour. If his putting is at least neutral, I think he'll win.
Okay.
Let's go, Morikawa.
Did he win last year?
He won the Workday last year, which was the weekend before the Memorial.
Oh, I remember that.
Same course.
I remember that.
Yep, they played back. And that was the thing, dude. He had a 13-stroke putting variance in 2 weeks. Like, that is insane to think about, right? Same guy, same golfer, same course. That's crazy. Like, his putter was hot and then just crapped out on him. So, again, if he could just putt neutral, he'll win.
The putting on tour always confuses me, because You know, you figure if you putt every single weekend and that's all you do is putt, you would think you'd be fine at putting. But it's wild how that works. Who else do you like?
Guys, some guys I play in the upper between the 20 and 50 to range. I know you can find a good price on this guy on FanDuel around 30 to 1 or so is Corey Connors.
Okay.
Comes in number 3 overall in my model. He and Morikawa are similar, only frankly, he's putting better lately. In tournaments where he's gained putting, he's finished in the top 10 in 6 of those tournaments where he has at least gained putting. Even when he loses some strokes putting, he's still finished in the top 25. Corey Connors, I bet him 30 to 1 to win outright, and then top 10 at plus 250 or so. Another guy I played is Neiman. I like Joaquin Neiman at around 35 to 1 or ish. Yeah. Not quite tee to green as good as Connors, but a much better putter. Finished 6th here in 2018. Really good long iron player. I like Neiman. I went back to the well, my guy Patrick Reed, the golf villain. You can find him around 35 to 1. Top 10 and bumped right about 3 to 1. Statistically doesn't grade out amazingly, but he does have 2 top 10s here in the past.
Yep.
Has 4 top 10s in his last 9 events, including last year where he finished 10th despite losing shots with his irons. His scrambling and putting is next level. If his irons are a little bit plus this week, I think Reed will be in the hunt. And then a guy who profile similarly to Morikawa and Connors is Keegan Bradley.
Okay,
you can find him at 40 to 1 or so, top 10 at plus 335. This is a crazy stat. Keegan Bradley has gained 8 strokes or more tee to green over his last 5 tournaments.
Hey.
Absolutely phenomenal with his irons right now. He generally can't putt, but he's actually gained putting here recently. Now might be the time to jump on Keegan Bradley at 40 to 1 or so.
The stat that I was at the tee to green, JT, are we fading him because of current form?
No, I mean, honestly, the reason we're fading him, honestly, bud, is because of price.
Okay.
There's so many guys in this under 20 to 1 price range, and I don't really want to bet any of them. I mean, I'm betting Morikawa. I don't think there's a ton of value in any of them. I'm betting Morikawa because he graded number 1 in my model.
Gotcha.
That's frankly the only reason. Aside from that, I mean, Rahm, JT, Hovland, I can make a case for any one of those guys.
Yeah.
The problem is the price isn't as good. And so I'm going further, a little further down the board on the Corey Connors and Neiman's of the world to make some of my futures bets.
What about a guy you've brought up a few weeks in a row, Chucky Hoffman?
No, I like Hoffman a lot, and he's a guy that I think you can play, especially as a top 10, top 20 bet. Not a guy I'm going to pick outright this week because this is a really, really talented field. And while I think Hoffman has been playing as good as anyone, when it comes down to it, there's just too much talent in this field, I think, for him to outrun for 4 days. Top 10, top 20, I think you can play him.
Okay. I always forget to do this, so I'm going to make sure I do it right now. There's a boost right now on FanDuel. Hovland, Morikawa, and Ricky Fowler to make the cut. Who scares you most there, Ricky?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, granted, he's been playing a lot better golf lately, so he may get there. And if he does, that'd be amazing. Because when he's playing well, it's good for golf. But, I mean, again, as long as Hovland and Morikawa putt okay, they'll be right there in the hunt on Sunday. Definitely, for sure, Fowler is a wild card.
Is it even? It's even money. You willing to lay even money for those three making the cut?
That's probably fair. I mean, because the first two are definitely way plus money to not make the cut, right? So
yeah.
I think the Ricky Fowler hedges that a little bit. But yeah, I'd bet even money for those three guys to win that.
All right, before we let you out of here, who do you like DFS? Who's got low percentage usage this week? How are we going to win that?
Man, there's a guy who I played this week who I think is drastically, drastically mispriced on Daily Fantasy. I think he'll be a little popular if you listen to him. I haven't listened to him any podcasts or anything yet this week. I just saw my model, but Kyle Stanley's a guy who is very, very, very cheap in DraftKings. Grades out like number 19 or so in my model. In any fourth of DFS, you can find him very cheap. Other guys I like, Russell Knox is in DFS as well. He's a good cheap play.
Okay.
And then Dufter, Captain Dude Wipes, sponsored by Dude Wipes. So you got to love a guy who's sponsored by Dude Wipes. He's won here a few years ago. Good, affordable DFS play as well.
Is Duff still packing huge chaws on the course?
Yeah, of course. I mean, he's on brand, dude. Harry Higgs and Jason Duffner, they have the most swag.
Hey, thank you so much for stopping and joining us today. Good luck this weekend. Tell them about the texting service so they can follow live.
Sure, guys. Yeah, just text 855. Text the word golf to 855 golf pod. You'll, as Tom mentioned, you'll get a text from us early in the morning. Mm-hmm. But when you get up, you'll see all the bets we're making, all the hedge bets we're making on futures live round by round. Matchups, it's a ton of fun, and we send out some good non golf plays on occasion too. So it's a lot of fun. We hope you guys will join us.
Thank you, Cobb Maker. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, boys.
Have a good job.
He's been good. He's been good for us the last few weeks. If it wasn't for winners, if he's not giving winners, he's always giving out guys who are finishing the top five, top ten.
Raging Redhead
came through with Coke Rec.
Yeah, that was a big hit.
Cam Stewart Live might have to fucking come back and check that out.
He's electric.
Jay.
Yes, sir.
I got an issue here. Every time we have a guest now, I accidentally click end stream because I'm used to hanging up on the callers.
Did you end the stream?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
But I just wanted to... If you could remind me not to do that next time.
No, he just got off.
Is everything all right?
What do you mean? What's going on, dude?
I fucking love Cutmaker Jeff, dude.
Yeah.
He looks like he just got back from a trip from the sun. Is he okay?
Well, it was very sunny Memorial Day weekend.
Has anybody... I mean, as a fellow...
Yeah, Irishman.
Irishman, dude, is he okay? Dude, I was watching out there. I was listening to his words because he's made a lot of money for us here in the golf gambling thing. Is he all right, though? I mean, did you even ask?
His last name is Seeley, so I'm assuming he's very Irish as well.
Fuck. I'm looking out for him. Somebody needs to look out for that guy.
Maybe just a little bit.
I fucking love Cutmaker Jeff, dude.
Just a little bit further, tell you know what I mean?
Whenever we get a chance. God damn it, man. I hope he's okay.
I'll text him and ask him for it. What'd you say, Gumpy?
You just hold the phone a little bit.
What do you want him to fucking do this?
I mean...
Guy stopped at a restaurant to fucking do the interview for us.
He's always up to something. He is always damn. Up to something.
Well, he's got a real job. So he's got to, you know... pay of bills. All right, Mitt.
Hey, what's up?
You want to talk a little NBA?
Always.
Hey, baby, Mitt.
What did you think of LeBron's effort last night?
Oh, shit.
I came in very, very upset this morning. I woke up in a bad mood, went to sleep in a bad mood. That was despicable by LeBron. He gave up on the team. He gave up on himself, and most importantly, he gave up on the people that bet on him. I had him to win it. Just get a triple double, and everything else is fine.
Turn on him, man. He turned his back on you. Turn your back on him.
Sham Sharania reported on the Pat McAfee show today that LeBron had to take a poop. Is that the situation?
I don't know.
Watch your mouth, man.
Here comes the king of...
You not talk about the king like that, all right? As Tony was about to say, he was taking a dump.
The whole game?
He wasn't turning his back on
anyone. From the first to the fourth?
He had to take a dump. He had to leave. He's a human just like all of us. We've all had to take a dump before and get out of there. He didn't want to dump in his pants.
He did not just have like to take Lamar a dump, Jackson. Foxy.
You're a very busy man. Did you watch the game?
Yes, I watched the first half.
You noticed that he was getting rid of the ball pretty quickly.
Well, I mean, first off, he started the game off, boom, bucket, boom, bucket. Heat check, bricked, and then he actually shot like four more times within the first like 5 minutes.
Those ones
didn't go in. But no. I will say, every time he got rid of the ball and his teammates shot the ball, they were the biggest fucking bricks of all time. Give LeBron four shooters. They could all be my size. It doesn't matter. He can just drive,
get to dish,
and somebody just make a fucking shot.
Dennis Schroeder went brutal. Fucking
who do you think put that team together?
It was brutal.
Who put that team together?
Not LeBron.
It was definitely
not LeBron. Mid-nose.
Kyle Wilbur would be on the team. J.R. Smith would be on the team if LeBron put this team together.
They're not in the league anymore.
I don't care. They can still shoot better than Dennis Schroeder.
No, Schroeder's good.
Schroeder
he had a bad night.
Why does Montrezl Harrell not play?
I don't know. The whole dynamic's fucked up when AD's out. So obviously that's what's going to happen. We all thought LeBron was going to put his superhero cape on and score 50 and get 20
maybe
rebounds.
Game
and
50.
I mean, he has to do it in game six. But also, I'm never going to count LeBron out, so I won't say anything that they're going to lose this series yet.
It also depends a lot on Paul.
All right, Foxy, let me tell you this.
Right. Yeah.
Who?
Chris Paul, if he's all right. Like, he left.
He was out there last night. He only scored, what, he scored 9?
Yeah, but he left the game early.
Yeah.
I mean, Devin Booker was unconscious.
Unconscious.
He's awesome. When he gets going. Very good.
Suns are minus 290 to win the series. Lakers are plus 225. Are you going to take the Lakers to win the series?
I'm not touching that. No. I won't touch it. No. There's no chance. Fuck. That's not enough for me. That wouldn't be enough. I know it's a lot.
This series, the winner of this series, this line has bounced around more than anyone has ever seen.
At one point, the Lakers, when they went up 2-1, I thought it went up to like 700.
Yeah.
It has bounced around. It has been...
It's a weird series. I mean, AD being all banged up completely screwed him.
Yeah, I mean, he's made of paper mache, so it doesn't really matter. And I mean, I cried when LeBron got hurt. When he had the high ankle sprain, I cried. I knew it was the end.
You cry a lot, huh, bud?
Jersey Shore. Yeah.
Mick, just watch your mouth when you're talking about the King.
All right, at least he's a huge King fan, but at least he can be objective. And
he came
and
in yesterday with his Jordans on, his Lakers hoodie, and his Cowboys hat yesterday. He was ready for anything.
The least fair weather fan of all time.
It's Mitt Bayless back there. Jesus.
Mitt Bayless back there.
Yeah, and guess what? I'm also an Avs fan. Let's go. They're winning the cup this year.
Trailblazers last night. Dame gave it all. That Nuggets minus 290 now for the series. Blazers plus 225. That one I would much rather take the plus 225 on the Blazers than I would the Lakers.
Yes, I hope sure. Dame doesn't leave Portland.
Neither of those teams.
I know everybody wants him to.
Well, he's under contract for the next.
Yeah.
Dude, he's never going to leave. He hates super teams.
They got to give him somebody else, though.
And also,
I don't know what it is.
Neither of these teams are going. Either of these teams are losing the next series.
Right. And like Mitt said, he hates super teams, but you know what can change that real quick? When you're in the playoffs and you're not missing shots, and you're scoring 50 points a game and still losing, that your mind can change really fast.
The Nuggets backcourt, they're trotting out.
I mean, if he went to the Knicks.
Austin Rivers,
Knicks
would be the perfect fit because it's still his team.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
They would be perfect.
It'd have to be a trade, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Neither one.
Knicks
whoever wins
tonight,
the series.
Knicks got to win one more.
What's the line on that game?
-1.5.
Money line minus 1.
I think the Knicks may potentially be dead. I think Atlanta's just maybe they have a lot more talent than the Knicks do.
Nate McMillan's one of the most underrated coaches of all time, dude. He's fucking good.
Thibodeau's not a bad coach
Knicks
either.
Knicks are -1.5.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, man, Julius
let
Randall.
Me take, this will be my pick of the night.
Back
I'm
the
taking
Hawks.
The Hawks. Yeah. Give me the Hawks on that, plus 1.5.
I don't disagree with you here.
I think that they're just going to close it out. See you later. The Knicks had a great run. They'll be back next year, hopefully.
3-1. My only worry is that sometimes teams take the foot off the pedal a little bit up 3-1.
True.
Especially because they know they're going back to Atlanta.
I think Trae Young wants to win in New York, though, just because of everything that's happened. It's just great storyline.
That's actually a good point.
Yeah, great storyline, but so I got to take the Hawks there.
And then you think your Mavs are dead?
I don't know. That's 2-2 still, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's 7. Yeah. The line's 7.5 tonight.
That's very high.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, this morning I was coming in like, oh, yeah, fucking Clippers. And then Shams was on Pat's show and said that Luka's he's actually hearing that the injury's not as serious.
Like, Luka's got to steal one more, you think?
Feels like that.
It feels like he has also zero hope. Porzingis sucked.
True. Who's got Hardaway?
Yeah. See, that's when they were when they won. Hardaway was sinking threes. It all depends on Hardaway.
The first two games of the series, they shot 50% from three.
Yeah,
which is tough.
But Kawhi is shooting almost 65% in the series. Like, it's insane.
Jesus.
Dude.
Jazz are -9.5 against the Grizz.
Yeah, that one's over.
And then the Sixers are -5.5 against the Wiz with no Embiid. Partially torn?
Yeah, though.
Partial tear in his meniscus.
It's a torn meniscus, yeah.
It's not full.
Yeah, but...
Poor duo.
What did the Jazz are -9.5?
Yeah.
Oof.
Mitt, well, what are you taking tonight, NBA?
I am taking some Moneyline parlays here.
Okay.
I'm taking...
Thank you, Foxy.
Hi, baby Fox.
Thank you, Foxy. I'm taking the 76ers over the Wizards to close out that series.
Okay.
The Jazz over the Grizz to close out that series. And then let me make sure because I'm... Ah, no, wait.
It's on the screen.
Yeah, I can't see it, though. And then I'm taking the Clippers to beat the Mavs. I do not think the Mavs are going to get this one. I do think that Kristaps stinks, and Kawhi cannot miss right now. So,
I would think about
taking Sixers, Jazz, Clippers, money line parlay. What does that pay out?
It's plus 124, I think. 121, maybe.
Not terrible.
Not bad.
For some reason, the Sixers scare me without
Embiid. I would think about a 5-point teaser with the Clippers and the Jazz.
Okay.
So Jazz would be minus 4.5. Clippers would be minus 2.5. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
FanDuel doesn't do higher than 5-point teasers.
Yeah, because that a lot. Most of the most of the real books don't.
The old 10-point teaser. Those were a lecture.
Most of the real books 10 don't.
10-point teasers.
Kind of like the Hawks tonight.
Are you kidding me?
Jazz is a lot of points.
Yeah.
That's really what I was thinking, Tony. I really like those teams to win outright, but I just don't really like the points. And I have not been doing the best on guessing NBA. 0 for 2 last night. But you're either hot or you're due. So, hey. I'm due.
Thanks. Hey. Checks out.
Fucking well said, checks my friend. Out. Well said. You got any more Week 1 college football picks?
No, not yet. I got to start looking
at just let me know here. If you do. Odds boost. Knicks to win both the first quarter and the game, plus 230.
Nah.
I'm not taking that one.
No, thanks.
Ja Morant to be top point scorer in game 5 versus Utah, plus 275.
Nope.
No, thank you.
I'm going to agree with you guys on that one. And then...
We got 3x2?
No, we don't have any 3x2.
No dinger?
Let me see. Both Winnipeg and Colorado to win, plus 200.
Yeah.
Huh?
No. Go Habs. Go Habs, go, dude. If the Habs steal this one coming off of game 7, man,
we
look
have,
the fuck out.
Atlanta and the Dodgers to win. I don't.
Atlanta,
I don't know, because it's Smiley versus.
Yeah, I got blind faith in John Lester because of what he did for the Red Sox. I will ride with that man.
And then, we got a UFC odds boost. Yarenzino Rosenstrike. To win by KO, TKO.
Are you serious?
Rosenstrike
by KO?
By KO, TKO, plus 180.
That's it. I mean, that's all.
Has Rosenstrike ever not won?
That's all he does.
By KO, TKO.
That's all he does. What's that boosted to?
Fucking plus 145 to plus 180. Yeah. If Rosenstrike is fucking getting a boost for a KO, TKO.
I mean, Hermie did.
You fucking Hermie. Take Rosenstrike.
Hermie did let us down.
Hermes did let us down. He wouldn't do that again, though.
Nah.
Rosenstrike will not let us down. You know that. I know that.
Fair play.
Let's see.
I'm fired up for this Habs game tonight, dude.
I'm fired up for the Euros. I keep thinking about it every day.
I mean, there's some people putting out some questionable
Jesus.
Questionable things about the Euros right now.
I saw those.
They stopped.
Putting them out.
Yeah, those were done after one day. You cannot say.
Were they getting fucking slammed?
I didn't see any comments on that, but you cannot say things like lowly Leicester.
No, you can't.
And, I mean, that was a wild scene for them to jump into those waters out of nowhere.
Fucking chat says Rosenstrike, obviously, KO.
Of course. That's what like we just said.
Yeah.
Rosenstrike.
Fucking Rosenstrike.
Rosenstrike.
It's my favorite boxer, fighter, UFC fighter. did we miss anything?
No, I think we got her.
MLB, NBA,
it's not
NHL.
Too big of a slate what tomorrow were your, for ball either.
What were your MLB picks?
MLB, the Rays plus a half, Jays money line, Mariners plus a half.
That's a nice little fucking night, Paul.
I know. Two games canceled today. It was a kicker.
Yeah, those will be played tomorrow.
Got a little excited last night. Probably didn't need to bet 10 games, but I was.
Listen, coming off.
I was 5-0 for in about the third or fourth inning those games.
There was a 3-minute stretch.
And I was like, we're going to fucking. I thought we were going to go 10-0, and then I just got smacked in the mouth like 5 times.
Fucking Sox were up 5-3.
The problem with me is I won't just sit there and wait for the notifications. Like, I'm the guy that's sitting there on the score app fucking that looking at fucking how many guys stinks, are on dude. Base. Like,
that thing fucking
I gotta
stinks.
Stop doing that. I gotta just let the bets do what they do, wait for the notifications. There's no point in knowing that your team has the bases loaded with nobody
else. No, there is. I mean, I do that, but I don't do it on the scores app anymore because that chat just lies to you the entire time.
Oh, they're the worst. For soccer, you think you win a bet on a goal and then they're all just true. I don't get it. I don't get why you would do that.
There should be a service where we could kick those guys out.
I report them every time.
Oh, you can?
Oh, yeah. Every time.
Good.
Yeah, you can't.
I mean, yeah, but there's too many.
Yeah, you can't. There's no winning. Hey, if there's one thing I know, there is no winning in the score chat.
There is really not. That is.
I'm glad it's gotten out there, though. Like, I see a lot of people talking about it on Twitter now.
Hey. Looks good today.
I think it looks better, right?
Yeah, looks good.
I don't know about that Jets money line coming across there, but... If Carey Price, if he can do it again, he's good against the Jets too.
It's not like Winnipeg was like some fucking monster this season.
No, but their goalie is very good too.
Is that Hedlbuck?
Yeah, he can. I would think about the under, to be honest. 5.5.
Hedlbuck and Price.
Yeah. I took it.
Yeah, the only worry is
NHL expert Mitt took it.
Yeah, the only worry is the Habs. A letdown after coming back from down 3-1, right?
Jay, did you think of betting this week at all? Or?
Nah, I haven't done any yet.
Okay.
Lately.
Okay, just let me know if you do.
Yeah, I will.
Thank you. Thank you, Jay. Hammer down roller. FanDuel Hammer. Hashtag FanDuel Hammer down rollovers up to 750.
Yes, sir.
Put out that tweet here shortly. Can't thank you guys enough. Tell your friends and family to subscribe to the YouTube.com/hammerdown. At Hammer Down on Twitter and Instagram.
Yes, sir.
Merch is on store.patmanficshow.com.
Yes, sir.
I believe that's it. We'll be back tomorrow. Same time. Same place. Breaking down all the action. Hammer Down.